Welcome to the Create Your Shape podcast. I'm Jenny, the nutritionist, and I'll be teaching you the strategy, structure, and science to build muscle and decrease body fat, specifically for ladies who work out. Hello, friends. This episode is going to help you for your holiday trips or just traveling in general or running errands and what to order when you're out and about in those scenarios. Little update with me. We are moving tomorrow. I am so excited. We got another place in Bali and it is just feels like an upgrade to our place now. Like our place now is great, but it's also not great, which sometimes comes with the territory when you're living in Bali and just different standards and way things are set up and done. But I'm just excited to be in our new place. I'm so excited for next year, and I am excited actually to not travel for the holidays and just not travel for the foreseeable future, although I will be going to LA in February. But I did so much travel this past year that I just want to feel really grounded and routined. So I'm really craving that right now and setting that up in the new place. So just pumped for that. I was talking with Aaron and I could not remember where we went for my birthday. We were like trying to think through some of the trips we did and we couldn't even remember. I had to go back and look at the photos to know where was I, what did I do? Like I went back to the States twice. We went to a different island here. It's just been crazy. Oh, I went to New Zealand and Australia. I forgot about that. That was a couple weeks ago. So it just feels a little hectic and I'm ready to be settled into a new place in just routined. So that's me, but let's talk about you because a lot of you guys are probably going to be traveling these next couple of weeks and you're going to be on the road and you're going to be eating outside of your house. Instead of thinking that that's something where you're just going to be off, instead, I think it's more beneficial to realize this is something that's going to happen every single year, not only during the holidays. And by the way, there's like 7+ holidays in the States, not only every single year, over 7 times, but also you add on vacations or you add on just days where you're out and about. Like, I feel like it should be a skill that everyone has. So I call this what to order when you're on the road, because I just want to share different ways to like things to include for when you're ordering, but then also ideas on maybe restaurants to that are, I think, ideal to eat at when you're out and about. So when would you use this? Like if you're running errands, especially with holiday shopping coming up and you're just out and about all day running different errands and shopping, that's one idea. Or if you are going to holiday parties or events, if you got something for the kid in the morning and then you're running to shop and then you're going to the Secret Santa afterwards, like that's another time you might use it. Or if you just have less time because all that stuff's going on, so you might be working later or more on different days just to get things done, and the last thing you want to do is go home and cook, or you don't have something available, like this is another time we'd use this. And then definitely if you're going on road trip, if you have a long road trip, or if you are traveling at all and you're flying or you're staying at someone else's house and you like for a couple days, so you don't have food, like all of these scenarios is when you could use any of these tips that I am going to share with you. So the first tip that I want to share is the choice to create your plate anywhere you go. So if you don't necessarily have a say in the restaurant you're going to, and sometimes, you know, if you're with a group or with your family or something like that, you might not always get to decide like, hey, I'm going to go here to eat. And I get that, which obviously you want to sway as much as you can in different scenarios. But if you don't have the choice, always go back to create your plate at every restaurant. So that means you're going to get a source of protein in. Ideally, it's a lean source like chicken breast. Typically, when I go out, I'm always searching for chicken breast or any form of white fish, those are going to be like your best options. And then the second thing would be a complex carb. So that's, think of any real food that is a starchy carb. So whether it's potatoes or rice is such a good option. They have it in most places. Or couscous, quinoa. A lot of times at Mediterranean places or salad places, they'll have quinoa and couscous. So just to give you a few ideas there. And then the third thing is vegetables. Now, a lot of times you're gonna have to order it separate or just kind of search the menu for it. It may not have very many options, but getting in those three things is going to help you have a balanced meal to make you feel full and satisfied and balance blood sugars, but also get in the quantities and macros of food that would be ideal to hit your macro targets for that day. Or if you're like, well, I'm not tracking macros, then you're still getting in that food, and technically, you're probably pretty close to those macros. So you're still making like progress or being directional to help maintain your shape during this time and not regress. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I would share, or the second tip I have, is to rely on your 2 to 3 go-to restaurants. So this is actually something that I teach inside of Create Your Shape, and they're solidifying their 2 to 3 restaurants this week, which really lines up perfectly. And this is something, again, that I think everyone should have. Like, you should have 2 to 3 go-to restaurants on hand. They need to be macro friendly. They need to be convenient. They need to have vegetables. They need to be able to create your plate, and they need to be delicious and something you enjoy. Now, these are not your like nice restaurants that you're going on a dinner date to. These are places that you can grab and go, that check all these boxes. So here are a handful of examples that either I like or my ladies have shared that they like. Chipotle is definitely one of my top, a lot of ladies' tops, because you can so easily create your plate and adjust your portions. Cava is another one of my favorites, and Luna Grill is another one that is a Mediterranean place. So Mediterraneans typically, or Mediterranean type meals typically, are gonna make so much easier to create your plate and have like cleaner options. Qdoba, very similar to Chipotle, but Qdoba is in a handful of different airports, so that is good to know. Another one is Tzatziki's Grill. I feel like this is a hidden gem that isn't as popular, but it's so underrated, and they have it so many places. Like, this has saved us on road trips. A few others are Subway, right? No, like, white bread isn't the best thing ever, but it's still, you still need a carb source, and sometimes that might be it, and that's okay, right? It's not that you have to eat clean perfectly. But Subway might be a good option, and you can adjust how much serving of meat you're getting. You can adjust the, 6-inch or foot long, and you can add different vegetables in. So it definitely, I think, is an option, especially if you don't have a lot of options. The other thing that we just learned about was Clean Eat. That is another one that you could look into. And if you're in the California area, Flame Broiler and Urban Plates were some of my favorite when I lived there. And then don't forget about your grocery stores, especially like Whole Foods that have like hot food there where you can kind of pick and choose to be able to create your plate. No, that's not as perfect as some of these other suggestions, but it's still an option. Or just going to the grocery store and picking up like food that's pre-made, like a rotisserie chicken, and then like packaged microwavable rice and bell peppers, like something like that that will take 2 seconds to make and heat up. But that's also another good option if you just are like, I don't want to, I'm so sick of eating out. That is definitely something that when we're traveling and my ladies, I see in their check-ins, like, I'm so sick of eating out, after they know how good they feel when they have more control over the nutrition. All right, so those are a handful of ideas and suggestions that you can use if you plan on traveling, or just anything that comes up over these next couple of weeks and really will come up over the entire year. All right. Enjoy, and I will see you next week on the Create Your Shape podcast. Hey, if you work out and want to look like you work out, then you need to be in the Create Your Shape program. Learn more and get started at jennythenutritionist.com/create-your-shape. You can also follow me on Instagram for more content at jennythenutritionist.